Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us again. Happy New Year. Hope you enjoyed the holidays. I don't know, it's been a while since we last met.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Hello. All right, looks like people are filling into the room. No problem for keeping your videos off. All right, so this is basically just an update on where we are this year. So it should be short and sweet. Let's see. All right, so introductions, if you'd like to, in the chat, you can put something you did fun over the holidays. Otherwise, we will keep ourselves moving. We're going to have a budget update by Councilmember Ushka. Is she online yet?
No, and actually, I think I wonder, Lauren, I know we're trying to keep this to be a short and manageable meeting, but I do wonder, do we want to have people do intros?
Sure can if people are feeling chatty.
Sorry, my cat's just destroying everything in my
office. There's no waiting for Deputy Mayor. We Council Member Ushka, I have to remember that now. So we can do some introductions in a minute. Council Member Ushka is going to go over the budget. We've got some committee updates, and then we're going to talk about the schedule for getting this plan adopted by City Council and the future of this steering group. So we can go around and do some introductions. I am Lauren Hukamer, and I'm the lead for neighborhood planning. So do you want to go to Annika?
Sure, yeah, I'm Annika Olson. I'm a senior planner with the neighborhood planning program. I know most of you. And something fun I did over the break was snowshoeing.
Ooh.
I use she, her pronouns. And I'll pass it to Charlotte. And then maybe folks can just pass it to the next person. Does that sound good, Lauren? Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Charlotte. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm an intern in the neighborhood planning program. Let's see, over break, I baked a lot of cookies over break, and I will pass it to Rick.
I'm having a hard time hearing. Was that passed on to me?
It was.
I'm not, is this just introduction? Because I, yep. Like I said, I can't hear.
Just intro.
Just your name and who you are.
Well, I'm Rick Slater. I own Rick's Diagnostic and Repair on McKinley and Morton. Been in Tacoma for going on 5 years now and really enjoying the neighborhood.
Thank you. Let's go to Troy.
Hi, good evening. I'm Troy Srad. I'm a McKinley Hill resident, in particular Strawberry Hill. I'm also a transportation commissioner for the city of Tacoma. And yeah, that's my intro. Thank you. I guess we could pass it to Laura.
Was that to me? Sorry, my husband was talking in the background. I'm Laura Langer. I am a neighbor here in the McKinley area off of East 34th and I Street. And I also went snowshoeing this winter break, and it was really nice. Oh, and I'm going to pass it to Sophia.
Hey, everyone. Good evening. I'm sorry. I'm on my phone in transit. Sophia Akhtarap. I work for the State Board for Community and Technical Colleges as their DEI director, and I live in the McKinley neighborhood off of 43rd and McKinley. Fun thing. The break felt like a blur. I wish it would have lasted longer, but it was good to not have to be in the office for a couple of weeks. And I'll pass it on to Sandesh. Have you gone?
I have not. Thank you, Sophia. Hi, I'm Sandesh. I live here in the McKinley area, East Wright and East F Street. During break, I got some really nice time with my family over in the East Coast in northern New Jersey, and that was kind of really nice. I will pass it on to who has not gone yet. I can't tell. Annika, you have gone.
I see Lindsay, and then a phone number, and then Councilmember Ushka.
I will do Lindsay.
And Lindsay, I think you just joined, and we're just doing, yeah, just name and who you are.
Hi, yes, sorry. I just joined late. Hi, I'm Lindsay. Can you guys see me? I'm going to take my video off because I can't. Sorry, I have a small baby and it's been a crazy night. But I'm Lindsay. And what else are we supposed to say? Sorry.
Just anything about, you know, you can just, some people are saying some fun thing they did over the end of your holiday, or just, you know, you've been a steering group member.
Okay. Okay. Hi guys, I'm Lindsay. I'm so sorry for being late. And we just sold our house and are in the middle of moving. So I have a lot going on, but happy to be here.
Not out of the area. Are you moving out of McKinley?
Kind of, but I will still visit. So like, is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Councilmember Ushka, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me, Lauren. I'm Catherine Ushka. I'm the District 4 Council Representative and have been for a little while now. And what I did over break, I had an opportunity to go to Florida over the break, and I did. And I can tell you that in Daytona, where I was, all of the fronts of all the resorts are smashed into the sea. So like the pool platform was on the beach. It was part of the beach. It was very interesting. It's kind of like an archaeological experience, but at least there was a little.
Thank you. And then I see a 206 number. So I don't see a name, but if you'd like to introduce yourself, you can. And if not, that's fine too. All right. So Councilmember Ushka, you're up first. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the exciting news that happened through the budget process with council?
Absolutely. So council is pretty enthusiastic about the neighborhood planning program. And as you know, and if you don't know, I'll remind you, we were a pilot to see if this was even something worth getting off the ground. And it has been funded as an ongoing program throughout the city. So there'll be conversations about what kind of criteria they are to bring an area up to the level of neighborhood planning and how we make sure that we not just do it once, but do it on an ongoing basis. And frankly, in all the time I've lived in Tacoma, we've not had that. So I think that's pretty exciting. In terms of our particular planning, the McKinley streetscape enhancements are included in the 2023 budget cycle, which means they're funded. There are also the Lauren and her team also presented to the IPS committee in terms of other improvements that are there. So it's on people's radar for what happens next and how to get there. And that will be coming to the full council, I think, in February. If I have that right, Lauren's nodding, so I've got the dates right. So I'm pretty enthusiastic about both of those things. And I hope that you are too, because it's been a lot of hard work on the part of staff, but really on the part of all of you that are showing up, you know, from community to make sure your voices are heard in this. I can't thank you enough, because when you look at communities and neighborhood planning, there has to be the readiness of people to engage. And you guys have been on fire. So just really, really, really appreciate that. And then I want to talk about the McKinley plaque. Before I do that, I want to ask if there's any questions about what I just said. And also, Troy, I owe you an email. I'm sorry, it's stuck on text.
You're just fine. Thank you.
All right. Not seeing any questions, I want to talk about the McKinley plaque. I'm kind of looking at faces to see if there's any nodding to know what I'm talking about when I say that. I know Rick's heard this spiel before. Okay, so there's just a real quick overview for faces I can't see. There's a historic plaque at the corner of, is it Wright and McKinley, or is it 30? It's Wright and McKinley on the northwest side that was covered in bushes that at some point was managed by a McKinley Booster Association that no longer exists. So there was a request from community about how do we preserve this? What do we do? How do we make sure that we can update it? All that sort of stuff. The city really takes it seriously and they've tried to figure out an answer, and I'm gonna walk through the proposed solution now. And I wanna talk through some of the challenges too. It's actually on a city right of way. And there's a lot of city right of ways that the city doesn't maintain. They rely on adjacent property owners. But the city keeps right of ways for possible future transportation expansions. And that's true about this space as well. But what they're recommending is if we find a group that's willing to enter into an MOU that would be, for one, offer a free permit to that group to have the plaque there. And two, if there's ever anything that happens in transportation that the city needs that right away for transportation, the city in that MOU makes a commitment to helping us relocate it to another appropriate spot and funding that relocation at the same time. The challenge is then whatever group takes it over then would be responsible for figuring out what is the criteria for who you want to put on the plaque? How are we going to fund it? Now, I'll tell you off the get-go that as your council member, I would certainly host a contingency request to help with whatever updates need to be on there. And I can't imagine anybody in my role not being equally as willing. There are some grant opportunities throughout the city that might be helpful in that end as we roll into the future. But that initial bit, I would certainly sponsor a contingency fund request from the council. So that is the brass tacks of what's being proposed. I outlined it at the Dome Top meeting and I accidentally missed an act because it was moved to a Tuesday and I wasn't looking at my calendar. So I apologize for not being there, but I'll also present it there. If this group or anybody here that's associated with the business or another group, it has to be some organization that's willing to take on that responsibility on behalf of the city. I've seen a couple of MOUs with community from the city before, and I've seen good things and I've seen challenging things. This seems really well thought out in the details that they've talked about. So I know there's been interest in the plaque here. So if you've got questions, let me know. If this group is interested or the group that you're associated is interested, let me know and we can get into more detail.
Thank you so much. I know we will hear more about that as you reach out to different organizations. You know, ENAC was interested and potentially the business district. So hopefully we'll hear more about that in the future. So again, just to quickly recap some of the quick wins from the plan about things that this neighborhood will be getting. We've been working on bike parking and corrals. The drinking water fountains are going to be installed when they can be installed, weather permitting, and crew. The speed reduction for the business district, that's happening through Vision Zero. We were very excited to see that. The wall mural, Annika will give an update on what the project committees are doing, but the wall mural is also coming still. Project committee has also been working on the intersection safety and placemaking, Division McKinley. All these crosswalk and red curb painting and utility pole painting, those are all weather pending, so we'll probably be picking those up again spring, summer. We've done some stormwater stencils and I believe more to come. Planting strip improvements on the East I Street, that's still in progress. And then along with the Grid City Trees outreach. So lots of things to come this year. And that brings us to where we are. So we are right now in the plan adoption schedule. So we have finished with our planning engagement phase. Thank you so much to all of you and many more who participated. I think we had, I want to say, was it about 1,500 students who participated through the mapping program and then another 1,000 people in the neighborhood or 1,000 responses in the neighborhood into the plan. And the neighborhood's only about, 4,000 people. So we were really excited to see that level of participation and all the different demographics that participated through that. We've got the plan document and we are drafting it as we speak. We're editing the draft now to get to Planning Commission. And it was actually really fun to go through the acknowledgements and list all of your names because so many people were involved. And you don't usually see so many community members. So you'll see that plan when we release it, but it was fun to go through that. So February 1st, next week, we're going back to Planning Commission to get a recommendation to council. From what we've heard, they're excited to do that, and we don't foresee any issues. So they'll send a recommendation to council, hopefully recommending the adoption of the plan. And then we'll be back at the Infrastructure Planning and Sustainability Council Committee on February 22nd. If that still works for you, Councilmember Ushka, we're waiting for your calendar updates.
Sorry, I talked with staff about this today. I'm not going to be, I'm going to be out of country on behalf of the city at that point, but IPS is fully supportive of it. And I don't object to you going to IPS without me being there. I definitely want to be there when we're at the dais though.
Okay, great. We will proceed with the 22nd then. And then we will work with your schedule to schedule full council in March. So we'll come to study session and we'll come to full council for that vote for by resolution. So excited for that. We've heard only positive things so far. And then we've also really appreciate just all of the, you know, commitment to implementation and follow through from more commissions in our council. And then for you guys, and Monica is going to kick off this discussion, we are going to start working on implementation. So all of that list of what we got funded, what got in the plan, now we have to start doing all of those things. And so I'll pass it on to Annika to talk about how we're going to do that.
Yeah. So, and as Lauren said at the top, this whole meeting is really just about an update. You know, a lot of you have been attending our project committee meetings and kind of hearing about what's planned for implementation tasks over the next year and beyond. So that's what we wanted to just recap from you. And there's a bunch of people here tonight who have been involved in these committees. So I'll give a quick overview and then folks are welcome to add more detail or ask questions about kind of what's going on with implementation. So as you know, we have three different active committees. So we have the Arts Committee that's been meeting since this late summer, the Walkability Committee, and the Open Space Committee, who have both been meeting since the late fall. And they each have a sort of active front burner project. And then there's also sort of a future action that we're hoping that committee can continue to help support. So in the case of the Arts Committee, that's the mural project that we're working on with Spaceworks. And then in the future, Lauren, if you want to go to the next slide. For Arts Committee, so the Spaceworks mural is that sort of like, you know, ongoing current project. And then in the future, there will be an opportunity we anticipate for this group to help shape the placemaking plan. And that was something that, you know, this group identified and the neighborhood identified as important to basically say, okay, how can we make sure that art and the identity of McKinley is really visible and baked into all different elements of the neighborhood. So right now for that mural project, the group has selected Parkies as the location, the south wall of Parkies that faces, is right on McKinley facing south. And then the group also selected from a roster of different artists, they selected top three artists who are each getting a stipend to develop a draft design. And the group also created a design brief is what Spaceworks calls it. So basically just an overview of, okay, here are some of the things that we, you know, that the neighborhood thinks are important, themes, imagery, that kind of thing. And then the artists are currently working on those. We normally would have had a meeting upcoming Wednesday, but we're canceling that meeting to give the artists time to develop those proposals. So we actually, you know, can have some good discussion and kind of move things to the next phase in terms of which artist will be selected. So that will be at the February 22nd meeting. So that's what's going on with the Arts Committee right now.
Some quick wins, some other big wins here. Spaceworks has upped the budget to $10,000 for this mural. So that was really exciting to see that you get more money for a better, bigger mural. Planning and Development Services funded a project person to work with the arts team to ensure that the placemaking strategy happens. So we did apply for a grant, but regardless of what happens with that grant, the city is going to fund that project person to work with this community to do that placemaking strategy. So very exciting there as well.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. So that's, Sunday says, Lauren, your audio is echoing slightly. I don't know why. I can personally, I can still hear and understand you. Can other people understand Lauren? Okay. Just a yes. little echoey. Yeah. Okay. I guess, yeah, I'll go through all of these, and then if folks have questions, we can go back. So then for the walkability and the open space committee, many of you came to our site visit on December 10th. That was really helpful, I know, for our subject matter experts to hear directly from you. The walkability committee is working on this intersection enhancement project at Division Lane and McKinley. This is this sort of quick win, implementation process that will be put a street mural and these temporary bulb outs like shown in the photo. And then in the future, we're hoping that this committee can help support this whole streetscape enhancement project, which is, as Councilmember Ushka said earlier, was recently funded for the design phase in the next city budget. So that's really exciting. And there will be a lot of great opportunities, I think, for synergy between the placemaking plan and the streetscape enhancement, so that those two things are really well connected. And then also that McKinley core business district is really walkable, like we've heard, is so important. And then Lauren, do you want to go to the next slide? Oh, I forgot to say something on walkability, which is at the next meeting, we're gonna, the subject matter experts are gonna bring a couple of different intersection options, and we're gonna look at them together and have some discussion about what are the trade-offs, what makes the most sense. So that will be the next meeting on February 2nd. And then let's talk about open space. So we also made a visit to the McKinley Overlook. That's sort of this active project that we're working on now. There are also plans for, I think, summer, fall to have some tree planting outreach and focus especially on the pipeline trail connector along East I Street. So those are the sort of, front and back burner projects for open space. Right now we're focused, just because the tree planting has to happen in the fall, we're focused on the McKinley Overlook activation, and we've been working with our consultant team, Makers, Rachel and Marcus. They're helping us to put together some concept designs based on feedback that we heard from folks at the site visit. And at the next meeting on February 8th, we'll also have a look at some preliminary kind of ideas for that site, and then have a chance for discussion and to think about, is that the right direction? And what the next steps might be for that process. So that's what's going on with project committees. And maybe we can see if there's any questions, or if folks want to add anything who came to the site visit, or anything from past meetings. Yeah, Troy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just a quick question. I did put an email to you and Jennifer Camerzell regarding the crosswalk painting at Division and McKinley. The crosswalk was previously painted, but it was allowed to go, essentially allowed to wither away. And a question was raised during our December walk that why can't this be incorporated as part of the plan? And I was curious if the refreshment of that paint has been incorporated into the larger project scope at this time.
Yeah, thanks for that, Troy. I know we were having some internal discussion, and I don't think we've gotten back to you yet. It's a question. Last I heard, and this is, I'll just say, not totally our wheelhouse, so we can help find out. But when we did talk internally, it sounded like there are some people internally that we need to work with, like our ADA coordinator and others, to basically understand what are the requirements and also what are we not allowed to do. The issue, I think, and for folks who are not familiar with this intersection, basically, this is the intersection enhancement project, and Troy's asking about what we know that we can repaint one of the crosswalks that is existing, but the Americans with Disability Act laws mean that if we're going to paint a new crosswalk, we also have to upgrade the curb ramps at that same location. So it really is about accommodating all of our neighbors. So that's like the way that, the city has That's like our city policy and how we've interpreted that as I understand it. So it's really a question for our ADA folks. And so I think that's your question is a good one, Troy, and it was received, and we're just kind of working through like, well, what are the sort of trade-offs and what are the requirements for us?
Thank you for that. One final follow-up comment, very broad one, I guess, yeah. Is that I really hope that we do use the McKinley and Proctor Planathons to go about maybe modifying some of our approaches to implementing and interpreting the MUTCD in the city, which are supported by engineering analysis, engineering studies, and maybe we can have perhaps a more progressive implementation of these traffic control devices that allow us to keep us safe. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, and I think we're excited about that project in particular because it is sort of pushing the envelope, you know, in terms of what we would normally be able to do. So that's good. The good news, Rick.
So on the division in McKinley painted bulb out, I've got concerns on the northwest corner because that's right at the edge of my main entrance into my shop. So I want to stay really up to date on what's going on there.
Yeah, Rick, and I think you will be. So if you're part of that that working group, and they're going to be talking about some of the design trade-offs and what that means for that intersection and those driveways. So nothing's been decided, and we're going to continue that conversation and looking forward to your input at that meeting.
Okay, I'll stay tuned.
All right, thank you. Any other questions or thoughts? All right, so again, just a quick recap of all of the work that you guys have put into this. You really hung in there with us. Now we are over to the spring 2023 square hair rectangle. It's been a long day. And we're working on adoption of the plan and implementation. So here are some upcoming dates. So for those committees that we just talked about. So February 2nd, the Walkability Committee. February 8th, the Open Space Committee, and then the 22nd, the Arts Committee. So if you're on those committees, you'll be getting the emails with the agendas. If you're not on those committees and you're interested, let us know, because now's the time where we start doing, you know, the work, and you'll start seeing things happening in your neighborhood, which is exciting. And that brings us to our next proposal for this committee. To start meeting quarterly, since we have so many other project committees meeting regularly, monthly, and then also receive email updates. So are you guys all okay meeting as a large group quarterly while still meeting monthly for your project groups? And we're suggesting that because, as you've seen, the numbers of this group have dwindled down with the amount of meetings that's happening and all of the work, you know, that's going on in person. So any thoughts or concerns there about reducing the frequency of the steering group meetings?
I was just going to also add, and then Troy, go ahead and jump in. But, you know, if you have other ideas about, in addition to like a monthly email update and those quarterly meetings, if you have other ideas about how you want to stay up to date, we're also open to hearing that too. Go ahead. I think Troy was going to jump in.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to suggest that a reduction in meeting frequency might be helpful and advantageous here. As long as there is accompanying communications on Facebook to let us know that the design progress is still unfolding, I think that'd be beneficial to everybody.
Yeah, so we would be sending you updates via email, social media, and then also the social pinpoint page. We're updating that so that you can kind of track implementation as well.
I would support that.
All right. Any other thoughts, concerns, questions about being kept to date or meeting frequency? All right. It looks like I see none. So our next meeting will then be in April as a large group, and we will update you on all the work that these committees are doing. So we should have a pretty good update by then. that's all that we have for tonight. We are just busy putting together that plan, getting it to council, and working with all your projects. Oh, Monica.
Yeah, I do have one other thing, which is just thinking about all of our project committees, just a reminder to folks that those are very much still open to other community members. So if you have neighbors or friends who are wanting to be involved, it's not too late for folks to join. And if they do want to join and they would like to get up to speed on kind of where we're at for those committees or in the process, we're always happy to meet, you know, like have a phone call or whatever, you know, with folks directly, just so that they're not kind of coming in cold to those meetings. So please continue to, you know, invite your friends and neighbors to be involved. And there's a way to sign up. Actually, I think we're just telling people now, there is a way to sign up for one of those committees on the website, but I think the easiest way is to email Lauren or I or the neighborhood planning at City of Tacoma email address. So.
And we'll have some more
recruitment. Sorry, oh, go ahead.
No, we're just saying we'll have some more probably paid artist opportunities coming in March when we put the street murals out to bid. So let your artist friends know that's coming too. All right. Well,
any other questions or if people want to stick around and chat, we can do that too.
Well, I would just like to say another thank you to Councilmember Ushka for really championing this program and this plan with her fellow council members. We really appreciate that. We really appreciate this program being made permanent and the funding that's going into McKinley. So we're really excited about all to come.
Well, you just beat me from saying thank you to you and Annika and everybody else. But ultimately, it wouldn't have happened without the hard work and the authenticity that you put into the plan this year, as well as the contributions of all of our neighbors. So I think that we're gonna see a better Tacoma far and wide in the future because of it. And I hope that everybody here feels a little bit proud about that. And it seems like a small thing, but it's not, it's huge. So my deepest gratitude as well.
Absolutely. Thank you all. All right, well, we'll let you guys get back to your families, friends, dinner, TV shows, catch Jeopardy.
Take care.
Bye.